Just thought to address the mitzvah and procedure of Birchas Kohanim and to correct some misconceptions that may exist with regard to this process. A few points, some which pertain to the Kohanim, some which pertain to the Shliach Tzibur, some which pertain to the entire Tzibur. So, and this is, almost everything is right out of the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. So, firstly, the Kohanim need to be moving towards the Duchen by the time the Shliach Tzibur completes the Bracha of Ritzei. When it gets to Hamachaz Ishkin Asol Tzion, they have already had to have started moving towards the Duchen, towards the front of the Shul, in order to do Birchas Kohanim. It's not sufficient if they have started moving to wash their hands. They're moving in the wrong direction. They have to start moving towards the front of the shul. So firstly, Chazonim should daven at a pace which allows them to do that. Gaboim should be on test to make sure that if there's not enough time that they stop the chazon. But it could happen that there wasn't enough time. Or more commonly, a Kohen was in the middle of davening a very, very long Shmon Esrei, and he first gets out to wash his hands. And it's just too late. It's already modim. So a lot of times you see people running up at the end of modim. So that's not really acceptable. They have to be on their way to the front of the shul by the time the chazan completes ritzei. Otherwise, if they haven't done that, they should just stay out of the shul for birchas kohanim. Okay, that's point number one. Point number two, with regard to chazanim, so the Shulchan Aruch writes that the chazan needs to start each word after the kohanim have completed saying the previous word, or after the tzibur has completed saying amen to the bracha that has been completed. It's not uncommon at all that you hear chazanim start the next word while the chazanim are still completing the previous word. And that's not the right procedure, and it's confusing for the kohanim. I've even seen situations where the kohanim just didn't hear a word that the chazan said, because he said the word while they were still saying the previous word, and then you have this awkward silence. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, you have to be careful that the chazanim should give time for the tzibur to finish saying amen, for the kohanim to finish saying each previous word. This is not a Shulchan Aruch, but the more contemporary poskim, such as Shlomo Zalman, Orbach, discuss on Halicha Shlomo, that many chazanim say each word very, very quietly. They want to like feed it to the Kohanim, but quietly. So he says he doesn't know where this minhag started. He doesn't think that it's the most correct practice. That the Chazim should say each word full volume, together with, responsibly with the Kohanim. In fact, the Poskim cite, the Gemara cites, that the whole concept of the Shliach Tzibur feeding the words to the Kohanim is supported based on the Lashon HaPasuk. The Pasuk says, Amor Lahem, say to them to say the following brachas to the Jewish people. So say to them indicates that the Chazan says it out loud, just like you say things in general, the same manner in which you normally say things. So the Chazan should say the words, each word before the Kohanim say it, in full volume. Finally, when it comes to the Tzibur, so two Ha'aras, first of all, just to be aware that the Be'er Halacha quotes here in the beginning of Kuf Chav Ches from the Sefer Charedim that Birchas Kohanim is a mitzvah min HaTorah. It's a mitzvah for the Kohanim. And he writes, it's a mitzvah for the Tzibur as well. To stand paying attention and being mechavin to participate in this practice which allows the Birchas Hashem to flow to the Jewish people. So we're supposed to be paying attention to the words the Kohanim say and to have in mind to be able to accept, to have the schus to accept this bracha. And then we are participating in the mitzvah. He writes that it should be pineyam keneged pineyam. We should be facing each other and we should be facing the Kohanim and having in mind to fulfill this mitzvah and to accept this bracha. This relates a little bit to one final misconception that people have. There is a halacha that one should not look at the hands of the Kohanim during Birchas Kohanim. Many have the notion that this is based on that if you look at the hands, then a person would go blind. So when the Gemara says that you're not supposed to look at the hands of the Kohanim, so Rashi does bring that explanation. And Tosos, on the spot, point out that that's not really true Bizman HaZeh. What Rashi probably means is that as a Zechel HaMikdash, or so that we'll be ready for the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, that was the case. That's not the case Bizmanenu. But the Tosos give a different reason. And this is the reason that's cited by the Poskim, which is that it shouldn't be a distraction. We're supposed to actually be focusing on the words and trying to be mekabel the bracha, and we should be not distracted. And you know, it's very cool when the Kohanim hold their hands out and the whole fingers thing. It could be distracting, and that's why we're not supposed to look at the hands of the Kohanim. The poskim actually described that two different minhagim developed because of this. In some places, people had the practice to cover their eyes with their talesim, so they shouldn't look. And in other places, the Kohanim had the practice to cover their hands with the talesim. So nowadays, it's universally practiced that the Kohanim cover their hands with the talesim. So I'm not sure that it's us at all to look at the Kohanim. But in any event, the practice is that people stand facing what you should definitely not do is turn your body away from the Kohanim. Because then you may not be included in the bracha. So we face the Kohanim, it's customary to look down, and hopefully the Birchas Hashem, in fact, should reach the entire Jewish people. Have a great day.